The New York prison fugitives.
They cut their way out over several nights.
Jeb Bush enters presidential race.
The D.C. crowd talks about what's wrong with America. I see what's right.
North Carolina shark attacks.
I felt so bad for her because she was so young.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, two escape killers remain on the loose, and the woman accused of helping them is about to appear in court. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us it's now been revealed the men worked for several nights to make their breakout.
New details are emerging about how Robert Matt and David Sweat were able to escape. Power tools that they used apparently were power tools left behind each night by contractors working at the prison. And their getaway plan was designed to take them to a still undisclosed location around 7 hours away. The woman who allegedly agreed to drive them but got cold feet at the last minute is prison worker Joyce Mitchell, District Attorney Andrew Wiley.
She was not advised of where it was, but it was about 7 hours away and that they would need a four-wheel drive vehicle to get into that area.
Mitchell appears in court today. There are some reports suggesting that part of the plan possibly included killing Mitchell's husband. Although investigators think the two men are most likely still in this area, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's not a certainty.
We don't know if they are still in the immediate area or if they are in Mexico.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Plattsburgh, New York.
He's been making speeches and shaking hands for weeks, and now Jeb Bush is formally getting into the 2016 race for president.
I see a great country on the verge of its greatest century, and I'm ready to lead.
CBS News senior political editor Steve Shigera says the former Florida governor has faced and will likely continue to face comparisons to his brother George W.
He is his own man, and I think he'll make that point. And you'll actually see it in the branding, where you're going to see a lot of references to Jeb and not Jeb Bush or Bush for president.
I'm Peter King in Miami. Jeb Bush, of course, wants to win the GOP nomination, but some of his positions are out of line with today's Republican Party, with immigration reform at the top. Bush says he favors a path to legal status for undocumented immigrants.
Those that are opposed to that or call that amnesty don't have a plan, really, to deal with the 11 million people that are here illegally.
Bush recently told CBS's Face the Nation that voters will know what they're getting from day one.
They don't want to hear someone say, well, I'm for this now, and then immediately shift back to another position for the general election. Those days, if they ever existed, are over.
Peter King, CBS News, Miami.
Not Oak Island, North Carolina, where within a couple of hours late yesterday afternoon, two young people in the water were victims of shark attacks. First, a 12-year-old girl lost part of an arm and suffered a leg injury. Then, Jason Hunter was nearby when a 16-year-old boy encountered trouble.
Blood in the water, coming over with the whitewash. Kid was in shock. He was still coherent. Took it clean off.
The boy lost his left arm. The beaches in that area will be open today. For some air travelers, it was a memorable weekend for all the wrong reasons. United Flight 958 left Chicago Friday night bound for London. 3 hours into the flight, the plane made an emergency landing in Goose Bay, Canada. Crew members got hotel rooms. Passengers spent the night in an unheated military barracks with temperatures near freezing.
I don't think I have all the warm clothes. Had not planned to get marooned in Goose Bay.
After 20 hours, they boarded a plane to Newark to continue their trip to London. The Pentagon's working to confirm information in Libya that indicates a key terrorist was killed in an American airstrike. CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate.
Significant. Mokhtar Belmokhtar is a long-standing jihadi veteran.
He's charged with leading an attack on a gas plant in Algeria 2 years ago that killed at least 35 hostages, including three Americans. The Archbishop of St. Paul, Minnesota, John Neinstedt, and a deputy have resigned. Prosecutors say the diocese failed to act to protect children from a sexually abusive priest. The latest look indicates gas prices are still rising, but at a slower pace.
Regular grade gasoline nationally is $2.87. It's up 3 cents in the past 2 weeks.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average is 82 cents a gallon lower than a year ago. A natural gas pipeline ruptured and sparked a big fire 85 miles southeast of San Antonio last night. The gas was rerouted and the fire went out. Overseas, major flooding in the nation of Georgia has caused damage and freed wild animals from a zoo. Local journalist Maria Riquelme says they turned up everywhere.
A bear. It was like in a second or third floor, and he was just sitting there. We've also seen pictures of a crocodile in a backyard and a lion on the road.
The NAACP leader in Spokane, Washington's canceled a meeting set for tonight. Rachel Dolezal was supposed to address the assertion from her parents that she's falsely portrayed herself as black for years. There have been calls for her to step down. The principles of justice, liberty, and democracy took shape in the Magna Carta on this date, way back in 1215.
Where to start? Which part? We got so many grievances, we could fill a cart.
Trust the BBC's Horrible Histories series to explain Magna Carta with wrath.
Just hit it with your seal and give us our rights.
800 years ago today, England's abusive and incompetent King John met his rebellious barons by the banks of the River Thames and reluctantly put his royal seal to Magna Carta. The Great Charter. For the first time, a monarch was required to share power with his people. Only his high-born people back in 1215, but it was a start. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Oakland, league MVP Steph Curry took charge in the fourth quarter of last night's Game 5 of the NBA Finals.
Curry looking for that opening. Steps back. Crossover. Fires away. Wow! Another three from Curry!
Curry scored 17 of his 37 points in the final quarter on ABC as Golden State topped Cleveland 104-91 to take a 3-2 lead.
We fought hard all year and put ourselves in good position now to go to Cleveland and hopefully close it out.
Game 6 is tomorrow night. There's a new title holder at the box office. Jurassic World roared out of the gate with a worldwide record gross of $511.8 million on opening weekend. Domestically, it took in $205 million. Reports say the iconic firearms maker Colt is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company's plan is to clear debt before selling its operations. A new report looks at how we feel about powdered alcohol. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
Some states have already banned the product, which is meant to allow people to carry it in settings where it wouldn't be convenient to bring a bottle. But a new poll finds that 60% of U.S. adults think it should be banned in their state so young people won't misuse it. The University of Michigan's Dr. Matthew Davis adds,
84 to 85% of adults nationwide believe that there should be prohibitions on online sales of powdered alcohol.
They also think advertising the product on social networking sites should be restricted. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
In Colorado, where pot is legal, the state's highest court is set to make a key decision today in the case of a fired Dish Network employee who is a medical marijuana patient. He failed a drug test but did not use marijuana on the job. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.